They've lost much of their livelihood to the oil, and they may be sacrificing their health as well. Fishermen volunteering to clean up the coast, coming down sick from exposure to oil and chemicals.
The pelicans will march walking around, and you can walk up there and pick them up. It's like they were loaded. Then he starts coughing. Yeah, as it progresses, you get to get a real bad, what we call the Katrina cough.
In the depths of the ocean, workers desperately try to plug the leak. On the surface of the water, they're struggling to clean up the oil, and on the shore, they're seeing their doctors. The ripple effects of the disaster that still continues. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, May 27th. BP is still ongoing effort to plug up the leak, and they say everything is going as planned, but the ripple effects from this kind of thing, you never know how many times over we're going to see the effects of a disaster this large.
Humans are marine life, just like turtles and pelicans.
That's true.
They live down there, and they're having health effects as well. Let's get a check out the morning's top news stories, and the BP story is right at the top of the news. We're watching and waiting to see if that latest Hail Mary attempt to plug the leak under the Gulf works.
The operation is proceeding as we planned it.
That's BP CEO Tony Hayward. He says they'll continue pumping millions of pounds of mud into the breach all day.
We will be continuing for at least another 24 hours, and it will be 24 hours before we know whether or not this has been successful.
Well, it's successful in rating terms, at least. About 300,000 people tuned in to BP's web-only reality show yesterday. They watched as the black cloud of oil billowing out of the leak turned a light shade of brown with the pumping in of the mud. President Obama is stepping up his response. He plans to announce new drilling restrictions and answer reporters' questions this afternoon.
We will not rest until this well is shut, the environment is repaired, and the cleanup is complete.
The president will visit the Gulf Coast tomorrow.
With oil as thick as soft fudge washing up on Louisiana's beaches and marshlands, there's another worry. Some of the fishermen who've been hired by BP to help clean up the oil say they're getting sick. Joining us now, Charlie Melançon, Democrat and U.S. representative from Louisiana's 3rd District, which covers south and south-central Louisiana. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
So do you think these complaints of ill health are isolated complaints? Are you worried there's going to be a growing health crisis there connected to this spill?
Well, it's better to be on the advanced side of this thing rather than on the back side of it trying to catch up. And after Katrina, we found people were having health problems because of the nature of what was brought in by the storm. So you've got now what has been warned by everyone, and if you go back to the Valdez, the potential health hazards for people that are working in this spill material. So we wanted to go forward and make sure that people were taken care of rather than try and figure out what do we do afterward like we're doing with the well.
Okay, we're going to talk with you more about this in just a moment. Stay with us, Congressman.
North Korea says this morning that it will attack any ship that strays into its waters. This comes hours after a fleet of South Korean warships staged a large-scale military exercise off the coast. President Obama will release his first national security strategy today. It breaks with President Bush's doctrine of preemptive war, reportedly. Instead, it will rely on maintaining U.S. power through diplomatic efforts. It will also address homegrown terrorism.
Congress may be headed toward a landmark vote on whether to allow gays to serve openly in the military. The House is expected to vote as early as today on a proposal to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law. And it is now official. It is the Big Apple, not the city. The company, the maker of iPods, the iPhone, iPads, is now the world's most valuable technology company. Apple took over the top spot from Microsoft. It's now worth $222 billion. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up, so are futures. They're way up. Dow's going to start at 9,974, the S&P at 1,067, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,195.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Jamaica and more about the health problems facing oil cleanup workers and volunteers. And we're still looking for your questions on the oil spill. You can text the word TAKE to 69866. Normal message and data rates apply. We'll tell you how you can submit your question, and we'll get some answers on all those questions tomorrow.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.